It's a strange time for Georgians choosing insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment is underway, but those seeking coverage are wondering about the future of the controversial health law. And insurance plan choices have been greatly reduced. It's all business at this conference room in the Macon Centerplex. Here, six people from the Insure Georgia program sit behind laptop computers. They're ACA navigators working to sign up people during this one-day event. Among those who made the trip is Donna Hughes of Lizella.
I'm one in that number of the many people who are lower income and can't afford regular health insurance.
Hughes works a seasonal job as an office manager for a tax preparer. The rest of the time, she cares for her aging mother. She sits with navigator Ted Hall.
All right, so I'm going to go through your application with you. Just a reminder, I am going to be looking at some of your personal information. We keep everything confidential. Everything stays between us.
Hughes is renewing her insurance under the ACA, and what becomes apparent quickly is that she'll have to change coverage plans. Her current provider is pulled out of what is commonly known as Obamacare. Large insurers like Aetna and United Healthcare have left the federal exchanges.
So the only options you guys have in this part of the state are Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now they offer different types of plans, but Blue Cross Blue Shield is the only actual provider that we would have to choose from. And I'll let you look at a few other plans.
The Atlanta area does have some limited provider choices, but Blue Cross is the only company offering health care across the state. Hughes grudgingly accepts a Blue Cross plan, but she's going to have to find a new primary care doctor that's part of that network. Steve Allen is a small business owner in Macon. He's signing up on his own and will choose insurance through the ACA because it's the most affordable option. He, too, must switch insurers.
We're having to go back to Blue Cross, which we hated in the past, but it's really the only option open to us.
Fred Ammons is CEO of Community HealthWorks. His company runs Insure Georgia, which supplies navigators across much of the state. Ammons says this has been one of the biggest hurdles his navigators have had to address with consumers.
In some cities and counties where we had a little more competition, that is a barrier. There are absolutely no easy answers when it comes to the problems caused by insurers pulling out.
The other barrier is confusion over the future of the Affordable Care Act. Donald Trump's presidential victory came with a promise. Cindy Zeldin is executive director of the Atlanta-based Georgians for a Healthy Future, a consumer advocacy group.
There's this big question mark hanging over the entire framework of health insurance for many consumers all across the country with the conversations in Washington about potentially repealing the Affordable Care Act without really communicating what a replacement would be.
But with all the change and uncertainty, Zeldin says people are still getting ACA coverage since open enrollment started on November the 1st. The latest figures from the Federal Health and Human Services Department show slightly more Georgians have signed up.
It's clearly meeting a need, even if there may be some aspects of it that could be improved.
Open enrollment continues until the end of January, just as Congress begins meeting to debate the future of the Affordable Care Act. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.